crashing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Friday, December the 28th, Robbie Noel, my favorite day of the week, in a very good mood, just because it's Friday. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group, our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. It's good to just jot down the number. Is it good calling in the next 3-4 days? No, because I pretty much can't do anything. Until Wednesday of next week. So, have to cool your jets till then. Quick check of what happened on Wall Street today. Market was all over the place. Moments of panic, then exuberation, and then panic, and then realization and depression is pretty much how Wall Street went today. But the Dow managed to close out in the green, up 6 points at 13,365. NASDAQ, a little different there, closing down 2 points at 2,674. And S&P 500 up 2 at 1,478. The depression came when it was announced that home sales plunged to their worst levels in 12 years. And once again, we have fears of recession. But if you can believe this, as many of the pundits on CNBC were saying today, well, it's going to be a benign recession. We are in a recession growth period. What? Recession growth period? Well, that makes a lot of sense. But anyway, if it keeps the Maria Bartiromo's at CNBC happy for the weekend, so be it. Who am I to deny them a little bit of joy at the end of the year? Gas prices nationwide are now $3 a gallon. Can you say $4 a gallon for 2008? As crude oil once again today almost broke through $97 a barrel, actually closed down 35 cents at the day, just under 97, closed at 96.27. U.S. dollar got hammered again, but it's still hanging on by its fingernails, down 57 basis points to close at 76.12 on the U.S. dollar index. And gold soared today. Why did gold soar today? Well, in light of all the bad news that's just out there, once again, we are now talking about what the Fed is going to do in January, and there's an 80% consensus that they will cut rates. Good news for gold holders. We'll give you that good news when we return.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Time for a Friday. Little Don Henley always puts everybody in a good mood. Well, gold soared again today, up $11 at the close to end the week out at $839.50. Gold had a low of $831, a high of $840. Silver up 10 cents at $14.81. It had a low of $14.68, a high of $14.90. Platinum off a buck at $1,538. Palladium up a buck at $3.66. Now, if you were a purchaser of the noble metal this time last year, you would have paid $630 an ounce. Well, today it's $839 an ounce. That'd be $200 difference. And more than likely, this time next year, we will be saying the same thing, except we most probably won't be talking about an increase of $200 year-to-date, more than likely it'll be substantially more. Why do I say this? Because we haven't even scratched the surface of the fiscal tsunami that is coming down the pike. There's no other way to slice it, dice it, or dissect it other than to tell you that it is a pretty good probability that if you have been paying attention over the last couple of months, not only are the banks in serious problem. Let me tell you how serious the problem is. Banks are, and when I say banks, I'm talking about the likes of Citibank and all the big banks, are now rummaging through their portfolios to find stuff they can sell. They have to raise money. They have two options. They can either sell stuff, which they're having a hard time trying to find buyers for, or they have to go with hat in hand to people who control sovereign wealth funds, such as the Arabs or the Chinese, and beg for some funding. Now, the question is, how long can these sovereign funds keep pouring? Basically, after a while, they'll figure out that they're just pouring sand down a snake hole. And I wouldn't be shocked or surprised if we don't see a major financial institution shut its doors, a big name bank shutting its doors. That is going to be inevitable conclusion one can come to if you read all the stuff that I read. And I don't read all the doom and gloom stuff either. I try to be as unbiased as possible, and I try to... I mean, I even listen to Larry Kudlow from time to time. I keep on saying to myself, oh, what happens if Larry's right? What happens if we are in a Goldilocks economy? But that's that's a stretch. What do we have to do in order to turn the economic ship around? Well, we'd have to do a lot of things that is not going to happen, especially in a presidential election year. It's not going to happen. Oh, you are going to get some chest beating by some politicians when they get back after the Christmas recess of trying to do something to alleviate, obviously, the foreclosures that are going to start coming through fast and furious starting January. And you've got accumulation of problems. Not only do you have all these resets coming, and the resets, take your pick a number. They say 2 million. Of that 2 million, less than 10% are going to benefit by the freezer tease scheme that the Bush administration came out with. Very small percentage of people are going to qualify for that. The rest are going to have to eat it. Why? Because they lied on their applications. It's as simple as that. Look, everybody lied. I mean, this is a scam of epic proportion. There are lawsuits flying out of the wazoo as we speak, and nobody is immune to these lawsuits. This is a good time to be a litigation attorney. No question about it. You make a fortune if you are a trial attorney at this point in time. Must be salivating, actually. Because you've got so many people to go after. And I told you how they're going to do it. You've got, not only do you have the litigious bloodsucker lawyers out there, but obviously, who want to obviously fill their pockets with all kinds of goodies, but you have, on the other side of the scale, you have government lawyers who want to make a name for themselves and climb the corporate ladder. And they only be able to climb that corporate ladder by bringing in big fish. And so what do? I'll tell you exactly what they're going to do. They're going to start going after low-level brokers, mortgage brokers, who, in their zeal to make a lot of money, which was the American dream, obviously fudged the truth on applications. In other words, because you were working at McDonald's earning minimum wage, but you wanted to buy that $500,000 home because you wanted the American dream, they fudged your income. By the way, you also liable because you signed the form and you knew it was a lie. So anyway, the attorney generals are going to go after the brokers. And they're going to hit them with, 30 counts, 40 counts, 50 counts, each count 5 years, 250,000. It doesn't take long before people start singing like canaries. And that's exactly what government attorneys want the brokers to do. And so the brokers are going to start singing, and then they're going to start singing about their managers and that it was, we were forced to do it by the management. And so they're going to go after the management, and they indict the management. And then the management will start ratting out the bosses higher up. And so it goes until they get to the top. Now, obviously, all those criminal cases help buoyed the cases for civil litigation. And it's a minefield. Right now, you've even got banks suing banks. You've got banks suing Barclays Bank. Why? Because Barclays Bank even lied to its other buddy banks, saying that, well, we got these things called collateralized debt obligations. What are they? Well, it's just we put together a whole bunch of, loans. There's credit cards in there, there's auto loans, and there's home mortgages. And they all got AAA rating. And then you find out that the reason they got a AAA rating is because the bond insurers were in on the scam as well. It's just, it's a minefield. So you're going to have all this coming down, and it's all going to be, unfortunately, it's coming down in an election year as well, which even complicates that situation. So we are facing times that we've never faced before, as far as finance is concerned. And the whole ball of wax is slowly starting to unravel. Let me give you an example. Yesterday, not widely reported, and I can understand why they don't want to widely report this, but usually in times of geopolitical uncertainty, such as the assassination in Pakistan, you have what is affectionately called a flight to quality. It's just a simple knee-jerk reaction that Wall Street does when there's immense uncertainty. Because nobody knew what was going to happen. I'm sure there were some people out there thinking, well, Al-Qaeda is going to get the bomb. So there was a flight to quality. Now, usually when you have a flight to quality, it usually means people will park money in treasuries, a safe place to just park your cash, though you're not exposed to anything. And if it's not treasuries, it's always the U.S. dollar. You always heard the statement, the safe haven of the U.S. dollar. Well, guess what happened yesterday? The dollar wasn't the safe haven. The euro was the safe haven. There's been a titanic shift take place, but not many people have noticed it. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Why are we here? What's life all about? Is God really real? Or is there some doubt? Well, tonight we're going to sort it all out. For tonight, it's the meaning of life. What's the point of all these hoaxes? Is it the chicken and the egg time? Are we just yokes? Or perhaps we're just one of God's little jokes? We're sourcing the meaning of life. Is life just a game?
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. Yes, what's the meaning of life? And you have 1 minute to answer that question. Merrill Lynch is preparing to cut 1,600 jobs from its trading desk. And this, according to a leading Goldman Sachs analyst, also said that Citigroup, the world's largest bank, is going to have to cut its payout to shareholders to preserve capital positions and write off an additional $18,000 million of assets in the fourth quarter compared with the early estimate. They said, well, we may have a problem about $11,000 million. Well, we've had to revise that to $18,000 million. Now, even though Citigroup recently got a cash injection of $7,500 million from Abu Dhabi, they're going to require an extra $10 billion. You know what the good thing is? None of these banks own any gold. Silly thing. Imagine if they all bought gold this time last year, they wouldn't be borrowing from no Arab or no communist Chinese. Now, as I said, the other shoe that everybody's waiting to fall is going to fall. And As Peter Schiff, who was interviewed on the Intel report a couple of days ago, he has an article today, and he's talking about where that other shoe is. He says that for years, standard practice allowed millions of car buyers to trade in old cars that were worth less than the outstanding loans and roll the balances into new low-interest rate loans for new cars. Although these easy financing terms allowed many overstretched buyers to stay current on their debts and the vendors to move bloated inventories, they immediately saddled lenders with loans that far exceeded the value of the collateral. Such a situation encouraged defaults and is toxic to lenders. Vendor financing compounded the problem as conflicts of interest encouraged lenders to sweep these problems under the rug. The same phenomena also occurred with credit cards. For years, low short-term interest rates and low defaults encouraged banks to aggressively seek new customers. The competition became so intense that balance transfer wars enabled debtors to constantly stay one step ahead of default by transferring their balances to new issuers who often permitted low or zero interest for up to 6 months. When the teaser periods expired, there was always another card company willing to accept a balance transfer on similar friendly terms. For a while at least, this high-wire lending act in the auto and credit card sectors was kept aloft by repeated waves of mortgage refis in which extracted home equity was used to consolidate other consumer debts by turning higher interest rate, non-tax-deductible consumer debt into a lower rate. Tax-deductible mortgage debt, consumers were able to temporarily manage their debts. In addition, since home equity extractions often exceeded the amounts of other debts, the extra cash in homeowners' pockets temporarily made higher mortgage payments more affordable. Plus, with their credit cards paid off, cardholders were not only free to run their balances back up again, but they improved their credit scores, resulted in even more credit card offers. I get them all the time, hundreds of them. It's amazing. So we have got a series of shoes that are going to be dropping in 08. Exactly how people are going to deal with it, your guess is as good as mine. Advice I can give you is pretty simple. Get out of debt. I know it's a hard thing to do. But you've got to also come to the conclusion that there were a whole group of people out there, probably a small group of people, that knew full well what was coming down the pike. I mean, you have to think of the timing of the restructuring of bankruptcy laws. Because, as you know, you can't write off your credit card debts anymore. As a matter of fact, you can't write off anything anymore. You have to make payments. And the IRS gets involved as well. So somebody knew what was coming down the pike. Otherwise, why would they do that? Why would they change the bankruptcy laws? Makes you wonder who knew what and when. Maybe this is, once again, another asset transfer of wealth from those who thought they had it to those who want even more wealth and power. Because this is what all it is. I mean, that's what we deal with on a daily basis, wealth and power. Take a short break, be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. On the flip side, you know, you got to think about, you know, when they passed this revamped bankruptcy law, when was that? That was only about 2 years ago, I believe. Nobody really complained about it. I mean, it wasn't like the immigration debate where thousands of people were mailing and calling their congressmen and senators and pretty much it was people power that, put the kibosh on that. But nobody really complained about the bankruptcy bill. And you know why? Because everybody was fat and sassy 2 years ago. There wasn't a mortgage crisis. There wasn't a serious... Well, real estate prices were going up. People didn't really care. I'm never going to go bankrupt. Well, somebody must have known something about what was going on 2 years ago. And I'm sure they knew about it. These guys on Wall Street, when they were bundling up these subprime mortgages, mixing them up with good mortgages and all that, they knew exactly what they were doing. Fleecing the flock of epic proportion. Now, I want to change subject here just because it's been an amazing week. It really has been an amazing week. And in large part, it's been an amazing week because of the responses that Ron Paul has been getting for his appearance on Meet the Press when he brought up the point to Tim Russert, talking about the Civil War, that Abraham Lincoln started the Civil War. Well, talk about people going apoplectic over that statement. Did Lincoln cause the Civil War? Of course he did. I mean, that's a no-brainer. But why was he attacked so viciously from both the left and the right, for that matter? Well, the left is upset with him because obviously they want to believe that Lincoln freed the slaves. And folks on the right, you got to understand, and God bless Ron Paul. I mean, I'm sure he understands this. But if you are going to deconstruct Abraham Lincoln, you better watch out for the folks who belong to the party, otherwise known as the Party of Lincoln, the Republicans, because that's their god. Lincoln is their man. Lincoln, to them, walked on water. He is the greatest president that ever lived, according to the neoconservatives. And there was no way that Lincoln started the Civil War. It was those uppity people in the South that attempted to destroy the Union from seceding from the Union, which some people make the argument was illegal. How can that be illegal? It's not illegal. Any state can secede from the Union if it has the colonies to do so, just like the Lakota Indians just recently did. It's not an illegal act. But you see, Ron Paul ran into this buzzsaw. And I've said this many times. And it's when you put people on pedestals, when history books lie to you on a consistent basis, and when the same lie is repeated over and over again to such a point that you accept the lie as fact. And for many years, for decades, for centuries, the story of Lincoln has been a lie. He didn't free the slaves. He wanted to deport the slaves. It's well documented. Lincoln invited a whole bunch of leading black Americans at the time to the White House. And he said, listen, don't take this personally, but we are incompatible. And I like you and all that, and you're a great guy, but look, we are two peoples with two different cultures. They they cannot mix. So I've arranged to set up a little America in Africa for you guys to go home to. Lincoln didn't free the slaves. As I said, his aim was to deport them. But you see, when you bring that up, that's politically incorrect. Nobody wants to understand that part of history. I've forgotten who it was. I think it was Longfellow. Longfellow is a guy that obviously... it's the same thing with Paul Revere. Longfellow once said that whenever the facts, when you are writing about legends... whenever the facts differ from the legend, just simply print the legend. And so it was with Paul Revere. To this very day, you can go out there and say, who's Paul Revere? Well, he's the guy that rode around saying, British are coming, British are coming. No, it wasn't Paul Revere that did that. It was a guy by the name of Israel Bissell. Paul Revere did make a ride, but I think he went from Concord to... somewhere from Boston to Concord, I think, was his total journey. Israel Bissell did the whole gambit. He went the whole circle, ended up in New Jersey, I believe, at the end of his ride. But here, once again, is a case of when you have a legend, the legend sounds great. Don't worry about the facts. And that has been the case when you deal with American history. And so when you have an icon that you have been taught at school and it's been passed down from generation to generation, And when you have to face the facts at some point in time in your life, it's a tough thing to do. I had to do it. Abraham Lincoln to the neocons, well, it was like Cecil John Rhodes was to me. I grew up in school. We had statues of the man everywhere. He was the founder of our country. We named the country after him. He was a great philanthropist. Did all kinds of good things. And for many years, I defended Cecil John Rhodes. Until, obviously, I came to that point in my life where I wanted to find out the truth. And so as I started peeling away the layers of the onion, finally got to realize that Cecil John Rhodes was a mean SOB and is the reason and the cause for all our problems today. But it was a tough thing to deal with, because I had to take this icon off this pedestal that I put him on. And people have an aversion to doing this. They want to believe. They just want to believe in what they were taught. And so Ron Paul's mistake, if you can call it a mistake, and he's going to make this mistake again, so just deal with it, is that he is truthful to a fault. He wasn't thinking when Tim Russert threw this question at him, he just gave the automatic response of someone who understands American history, without thinking that I am talking to a large group of people who think Lincoln is God. And so whenever you will challenge that belief system that people have about Lincoln, that it wasn't Lincoln that started the war, they want to believe that it was the rebels in the South. The rabble, I should say, in the South. And I'm sure Ron Paul understands who these people are. These people are Yankees. You see, you can't tell the Yankees this kind of thing about their number one guy. For many years, I couldn't even understand growing up and hearing about American history. I mean, it was always a wonder to me. America's Civil War. How Americans, brothers could be fighting brothers, friends, family members fighting. Well, I can understand family members fighting between themselves. And I sincerely hope that many of you over Christmas didn't get into one of those debates over the Christmas table, because you've met your relatives you haven't seen in a long time, and they are probably of a different political persuasion than you are. And then, unfortunately, you will never be invited back for another Christmas dinner again, but that's neither here nor there. But the point is that Ron Paul gave a complete, spontaneous, and honest answer without taking into consideration he's talking to a bunch of Yankees. I mean, just look at the attacks that Ron Paul has got, and look who's attacking him. He's being attacked by Yankees. Mitt Romney is a Yankee. Rudy Giuliani is a Yankee. John McCain is a Yankee. They all, obviously, are the party of Lincoln. And Lincoln, by the way, Lincoln was absolutely right about wanting to deport black Americans. Now, black Americans may take umbrage to what I'm about to say, but it is... It is one of these things that people have got to come to grips with. The concept of multiculturalism is an abject failure. You cannot put peoples of different cultures, different belief systems, different religions, different faiths together and think they're going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya. The only way people of different races and different cultures can actually come together and work harmoniously together is if they have a common shared ideal. And there's no common shared ideals. We may have them if the government didn't impose them on us, which a government does on a consistent basis. You will get together. But it doesn't work. As a matter of fact, it does exactly the opposite. It causes animus amongst people. I mean, it's been proven time and time again. Let me give you an example. Because I've been following this for a while. A few years ago, bleeding heart liberals decided that they want to let a whole bunch of Somalis immigrate to the United States so they could escape persecution in their homeland. Now, what they are doing is they're picking up black Africans out of the bush and transferring them to a first world country and expecting them to fit in, which they haven't. Here's a story out of, where's this out of? Shelbyville. They are hard people to deal with. That's what Larry Lohman, chief administrator for Bedford County Sheriff's Department, had to say when asked about interactions between local Somali refugees and law enforcement. But while Lohman said that many cultural differences cause problems for his department, they are far more concerned about the introduction of Somali gangs and drugs to Bedford County. You see, there's not any unifying principle that the Somalis have with Americans in any way, shape, or look. When they first came over, they had to have courses in how to operate a toilet. You see, in the bush, they don't have toilets. They have no running water. They live in mud huts made of dung. They do everything in the hut. They cook, they sleep. They do everything in the hut. Hygiene is something that they're not really familiar with. It's the reason why, because you want to know why there's so much disease and famine in Africa, is because of hygiene habits. And I know that upsets people when you say that, but it's a fact of life. There's very little hygiene with indigenous peoples in Africa. So here we are dealing, we're trying to force peoples of different cultures to intermingle. And don't get me started, if you want to talk about this seriously, then we have to go back to the Founding Fathers and see what the Founding Fathers had to say about immigration. And unfortunately, if I had to tell you the story about the Founding Fathers and what they thought about immigration, it would most probably shock a large majority of people listening to the show. Because they were very, shall we say, precise about who should be allowed to come to America. It wasn't send me your poor, your disenfranchised, and all the rest of it. They had specific ideas of people who should come to America that could assimilate with what they were creating. But you see, to talk about that in today's context would be politically incorrect. And that's what, unfortunately, Ron Paul did. Ron Paul, unfortunately, he most probably is very aware of the Yankee angst that's out there. And maybe he did it intentionally just to stir the pot. I can get behind that theory. I do it myself. Well, I do it all the time. I have a few Yankee friends. And I rub it in whenever I can. Whenever the opportunity arrives, I remind them of their heritage, of where they are from, and what their philosophies are. Most of them take it in, they take it in good humor. But I always sense a little animus going on there when you bring it up. They don't really like it that much. But that was an amazing thing to see this week. And then it was obviously to follow all the pundits and the so-called conservative media out there and how they were outraged by Ron Paul's statement. And I just said to myself, you know, this is the reason we're in the mess we're in. Because nobody has taken the time to actually learn history. Nobody has actually taken the time to put their misguided political beliefs aside and say, well, it's a different point of view than mine. Let me have a look at it and see how much validity there is to it. But they don't want to. You see, they just want to believe the soundbite version of American history that that the South committed an illegal act and wanted to destroy the Union, and Lincoln wanted to bring the Union together, free the brothers. It's but a lie. Okay. Anyway, we'll take a short break. Bye.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, my friends. This song dedicated to all the listeners out there in Illinois, I have to address this. I got an email from someone who lives in Illinois, and as you know, at this time of the year, Illinois is, well, it's cold, and it's snowy. And I understand what it's like to live in a really frigid, cold, snowy place. You have a tendency to want to come somewhere where the sun shines all the time and the temperature is 75 degrees. I got an email from somebody. I did something on the show the other day talking about those who wanted to visit the Valley of the Sun in the month of January, because there's a lot going on in the month of January. This weekend we got bowl games going on. For once, you can see more Oklahoma flags than you can Mexican flags, so I guess that's an improvement. So you got all the bowl games going on this week. That is followed by the Barrett-Jackson auto, which is the biggest in the country. Hundreds of thousands of people come for that. Then you've got the Super Bowl. And then you've got the FBR Open, which is a major golf tournament disguised. Well, it's a party for 1 week disguised as a golf tournament. And so I gave a few warnings about what you can expect when you visit the Valley of the Sun. So I got this email from people in Illinois who were going to come for 2 weeks. And they go, after listening to what you said, we decided we're not going to come to Arizona for 2 weeks. And my apologies for that. But I'm just, Arizona's a really nice place to come to in the month of January. There's just things you have to be aware of. You have to be aware of the cameras on the freeways. They're everywhere. If you go over 65 or if you go over 70 miles an hour, you're going to have to pay a stiff fine. Then we have roving radar traps. These are tough to detect unless you've got a radar detector. Outside of that, we have probably the most stringent DUI laws in the country. In other words, they have roadblocks that pop up all over the state. They're going to make a fortune. I swear, the month of January, they're more than going to make up in DUI charges and people running through the radars than they will from the money that they lost in getting taxes from inflated real estate prices. I mean, they do every weekend, and they said they're going to continue it now until, well, whenever. A DUI checkpoint. If you've had one beer, you are an impaired driver. First time offense is going to cost you $10,000. I mean, it's just a simple fact. So come and visit, but just be prepared to be on guard. In other words, don't break the speed limit, don't drink and drive, and don't get nervous at the airport, because then they'll just check you to see if you've got any tickets or warrants outstanding. It's just a public service announcement. Come to Arizona. It's a great place. Anyway. Till Monday, where this show will be a rebroadcast, but I'll be sitting in with John Stackmullen and Bob Chapman on the Intel Report. So till then, have yourself a great weekend. See you. Bye.